Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. They were two brothers from Brooklyn who operated one of the most powerful racing stables in America in the late 19th century. And a race named in their honor has long been a fixture on the July New York Racing Association calendar. Their names were Philip and Michael Dwyer. And on Monday, Belmont Park will host the annual Dwyer Stakes for three-year-olds, a grade three event to be contested at a one-turn mile on the dirt. Phil and Mike Dwyer made their fortune with a wholesale meat distributorship in their native Brooklyn. And in 1874, they bought their first thoroughbred racehorse. Phil was known as the businessman brother of the duo, displaying shrewd judgment in knowing how to buy an improving racehorse at the right time. Mike was the racing operations manager, making decisions on the placement of each horse and helping manage the brothers' investments in the betting pools on race day. Known as a plunger, Mike's gambling ventures were actually seen as part of what made the Dwyer Brothers stable so successful. Purses in the late 1800s were moderate, and so wagers which were properly managed could add tremendously to a stable's bottom line. One such example was the horse Hindu, who won the Kentucky Derby for the Dwyer Brothers in 1881. Hindu earned approximately $5,000 for his efforts that day, but it was believed that Mike Dwyer's adept wagering skills earned him and his brother an additional $20,000. Successful though they were, the Dwyer brothers also knew the heartbreak of the racing industry. Their victory in the 1881 Kentucky Derby came on the afternoon of Tuesday, May 17. That night, they received word that Rhadamanthus, their first racehorse purchased 5 years earlier, had perished in Tennessee in a barn fire. Still, the Dwyer brothers stable rolled onward. They won five editions of the Belmont Stakes in a six-year period at Jerome Park in the Bronx from 1883 to 1888. Their red silks with the blue sash also reached the winner's circle five times in the Travers Stakes, and four horses which they raced eventually landed in the Hall of Fame. In 1887, a horse by the name of Hanover prevailed for Phil and Mike Dwyer in the inaugural running of the Brooklyn Derby. The race was held at the all-new Gravesend Racetrack on Coney Island on June 14, and it was contested at a mile and a half. The victory meant all the more for two reasons. First, Phil Dwyer had been instrumental in the construction of the Gravesend Racetrack, and second, Hanover was unbeaten at the time and was a son of the brothers' Kentucky Derby hero, Hindu. Mike Dwyer would win another edition of the Kentucky Derby in 1896 with Ben Brush. But by this time, his brother Phil was beginning to focus on a role as a racetrack executive, not only helping steer the Gravesend facility, but also buying controlling interest in Aqueduct Racetrack in New York and Laurel Park Racecourse in Maryland. Mike Dwyer died in 1906, while Phil passed in June of 1917. And on July 11, 1918, at Aqueduct, the Brooklyn Derby took place under a new name, the Dwyer Stakes. War Cloud was the winner, covering a mile and an eighth in 1 minute 50 and 1/5 seconds for a new North American record for three-year-olds at the distance. Upon Phil Dwyer's passing, the Brooklyn Jockey Club issued a statement saying, "He was always concerned with the honorable development of the American horse." The group also noted Phil's uniform readiness to contribute by time, money, and counsel to all that seemed likely to make life increasingly agreeable for the people at large. As for the race named in Phil and Mike's honor, the Dwyer Stakes has produced some memorable outcomes over the course of the past 100-plus years. Horses such as Triple Crown winners Gallant Fox, Omaha, Whirl Away, and Assault have all won the event, while other horses have used the race as a transition from the spring classics to success over the summer campaign. The latter category would include Keeneland Sales alumnus Code of Honor, who won the Dwyer Stakes in 2019. Larry Colmus gives us the call.
And here comes Code of Honor with a burst of speed, and he charges up to take the lead at the gate pole. He has left Final Jeopardy and the others reeling behind. Oh, he's back. Code of Honor has won the Dwyer in style.
Winning the Dwyer as the even money favorite, Code of Honor would add victories in the Travers Stakes and the Jockey Club Gold Cup in his next two starts for owner breeder W.S. Farish, trainer Shug McGahee, and jockey John Velasquez. A happy July 4th, everyone, and here's wishing a safe trip to all in this year's renewal of the Dwyer Stakes. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.